I feel like we go to a deeper place when we're in Dave's house studio.
Literally, like, it's in the basement.
It's in the basement. And, I mean, we wrote Who You Are to Me, our song, with Chris Tomlin in that room. Yeah. We wrote Worship What I Hate in that room. Just the very much go into the deeper places in your house. It's got good vibes. We think about, you know, the hardest things there, which is important. And that's a song, I mean, Natalie Himby, Amy Wodge, they just have such a way of saying things. And
two of the best, for sure.
We just were talking really honestly just about how we're all coping with not just what 2020 was, but just with being a full-time parent, with being a working mom, with being just completely distracted by this world and technology, and how do we cope, and perfectionism. And I mean, I think in the first couple lines of that song, it's so vulnerable, and it's a lot of my own stuff. But I also think that we're all walking that in our own ways of just comparing ourselves to other people. I can't shed the baby weight the way I want, or just whatever any of us are going through. And it just, those things can become your idols. Mm-hmm. Like the things that you focus on, your flaws or technology and missing moments with your kids, these things become your sole focus. And then I remember just thinking, like, this is not who I want to be.
Yeah.
And just having that aha moment of like, let me focus on the things that I know are going to make me better, because just focusing on these things is not who I want to be.
Yeah, no, I hate the line about, you know, I'm not guilty of leaving, but I'm guilty of being right here and totally checking out. I mean, I think I noticed that with myself during the pandemic. I mean, you know, your kids are playing all around you on the floor and you're right there buried in your phone. You can just feel them around you wanting to engage. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Getting lost in just sort of nonsense social media stuff. So yeah, I mean, it was sort of an honest diary page of, I think, the struggles that we all face with doing things we don't want to do.
Well, and society tells us that all of these things that we're looking at on our phones for hours upon hours every day are important enough to look at. And it's like finding those boundaries and just knowing what's best for you. That one's probably the rawest of them all.
It hits hard.
Sure.
It hits hard.